Toyota's record-setting fines.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Toyota Motor has agreed to pay two fines topping $30 million for failing to inform regulators of its sticky gas pedals. All told, the Japanese carmakers paid out almost $50 million in fines this year. The first figures from the census are out today. The data look at U.S. and state populations, and that helps determine U.S. House of Representatives seats. As Marketplace's Eve Tro reports, it's not just about the politics.
The census population numbers are a strong economic indicator. They're expected to show that U.S. population growth has been slow the past decade. But some places have grown a lot as people have shifted around. Americans mostly moved out of older industrial cities and into growing states like Texas, Florida, and Arizona. Robert Inman at the Wharton School of Business says nationally, that's good.
Having people move from one state to another is going to improve economic performance because people will get a better match to their job opportunities.
But it's bad for the places that lose those people. States like Ohio, Michigan, and Iowa have suffered, he says, and will continue to do so.
As you lose people, you lose tax base, but there typically will remain fixed costs and still have their roads to maintain, still have their sewer systems to maintain, still have a police force to maintain.
But one unexpected silver lining, the recession. The past 2 years have shown a slowdown in people leaving struggling states because they can't afford to move. I'm Eve Tro from Marketplace.
Markets are feeling good this Tuesday morning. Tokyo's Nikkei Index jumped 1.5%. Europe's having a good Tuesday, too. Markets up there. U.S. markets had a mixed Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.1% to 11,478. The S&P 500 climbed 0.25% to close at a two-year high of 1247. The nation's venture capitalists are getting a bit of their mojo back. A survey out this morning from the National Venture Capital Association finds investors in high-risk startups more optimistic about 2011. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman has more.
Venture capitalists expect to pump more money into promising startups in 2011, with IT, mobile, and cloud computing leading the way. Successful startups are also launching more initial public offerings. This is where we might expect to see the next high-tech job engines like Amazon or Google, except one-third of IPOs this year were from China. Mark Heeson is with the National Venture Capital Association.
It's still nowhere near what we need as a U.S. economy as a whole when you see so many companies coming from overseas that are receiving U.S. money.
One bright spot is research and development, says Trevor Loy, who manages a $40 million portfolio at Flyway Ventures in Santa Fe.
United States investment, both corporate and government, in basic R&D has continued to accelerate throughout the downturn. Not only social networks, but some of the more physical sciences have seen tremendous advancement in innovation.
Loy says that pipeline will feed clean energy, nanotech, and drug development for years to come. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by MassMutual, offering LifeBridge to help lower-income families protect their children's education at massmutual.com/LifeBridge.
The Federal Communications Commission is set to approve net neutrality rules today. Those rules are meant to protect online video providers. There's been some worry that cable companies that provide millions of people with high-speed internet connections would use that power to block access to competitors like Netflix and Hulu. Netflix video streaming now accounts for about a fifth of all web traffic. And this year, for the first time, advertisers spent more on online ads than they did on print ads. Online ad spending was up about 14% from last year to more than $25 billion. Here to talk about this with us is Andrew Frank with Gartner Research's media team. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
So from what we're reading, online ads surpassed print ads for the first time ever. How significant is this?
Well, I think it's something that a lot of analysts, myself included, have been predicting would happen for a long time. So in some ways, it's no surprise. But in other ways, it is something of a milestone in the evolution of media.
A lot of retailers and companies not that long ago were very uncomfortable with online ads, or at least the price structure was very unclear. Has that changed recently?
Well, there's been a lot of innovation, as everyone knows, in the way that ads are sold and priced and generally done online. But I think that there's still some confusion and lack of clarity on the local level as to what the best way to advertise online is. And maybe there's an opportunity for the news organizations going forward to help some of those local merchants get a better result from their online advertising.
How big is online advertising right now relative to other media?
Well, it's still down in the 10-15% of media spending overall. But I think, to put it in perspective, television is still, you know, more than twice as much spending going on that medium.
And finally, what does this mean for print advertising?
I think that the bright spots on the horizon have to do with making a better connection between the offline world and the online world. Get people from the print medium into something electronic where they can get more information, get some sort of promotion, and redeem it in the store. So I think that the best thing that print can do is think about how they can exploit their connections with the local community and also create less of a boundary between ads that you see in print and the ads that you see online or on mobile devices.
Andrew Frank is Research Vice President with Gartner Research's media team. Andrew, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And finally, a new survey from Diet Detective ranks airline meals in terms of nutrition. United Airlines and JetBlue topped the charts for healthy offerings like fruit and yogurt. The lowest score went to U.S. Airways for high-calorie snack boxes. Most airline food seems pretty low calorie to me, though, especially since, you know, there usually isn't any. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
If you have an iPhone or an iPad, then you know kids love them. But parents are often divided on whether to expose their children to the popular gadgets. Turns out the ones that do may be onto something.
I see this as eventually becoming the preferred delivery method for educational software.
I'm Kai Rizdal Learning. There's an app for that. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.